A team with UN OCHA in Sudan coordinated a multi-sectoral mission of international and national NGOs on April 30th in Krennic to assess the needs of the displaced. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via messaging application from Khartoum today, OCHA's public information officer Alimbek Tashkanklov says all commercial and passenger vehicles in the area are now moving with a military escort due to insecurity attributed to the presence of gunmen who control major roads out of Krennic.
The calm situation has prevailed over the past 5 days in Krennic town, while there are no additional checkpoints between Adjaneina and Krennic. However, outside the town, only members of Arab tribes can move freely, creating concerns for access to services and relief for the communities in Krennic.
Intercommunal fighting that broke out on April 24th in West Darfur's Krennic locality left 196 people dead and thousands displaced, according to the Central Committee of the Sudanese Doctors. Tashkanklov says somewhere between 850,000 and 115,000 people are displaced, although the numbers are subject to verification as more villages arrived in Krennic. He says the attackers stole 10 vehicles, including one from the international NGO, the hospital ambulance, and a police vehicle. Tashkanklov says access to safe drinking water, food, health services, and medicines remain a major challenge for the displaced.
Most of the IDPs are residing near the military camp in Krennic for protection. Men spend nights under trees and in the open courtyard at the mosque, while women, children and animals spend nights in shared tarpaulins or makeshift shelters in the gathering sites.
Last week, officials from the International Humanitarian Agency, MSF, said at least three medical workers working at the Krennic hospital were shot and killed while on duty. They said the main pharmacy, which is attached to the hospital, was also attacked and looted. Tashkanklov says the nutrition center and hospital were looted and several humanitarian workers were killed.
Several humanitarian volunteers and personnel were reportedly killed, including a State Ministry of Health medical assistant assigned to the Galala Clinic in a nomad area, and four volunteer personnel of a national NGO and member of the Shelter and Non-Food Items sector.
The UN officer says a 10-day-old baby died on April 29th as the mother had not eaten in 5 days and had stopped producing milk. Tashkanklov says many respiratory infections and malaria cases have also been reported. He says the NGOs are doing what they can to help the displaced.
Humanitarian agencies have delivered a basic healthcare kit to Krennic Hospital, which can cover the health needs of at least 10,000 people for 3 months. In addition, shelter and non-food supplies for 5,000 people were dispatched and will be distributed. Transportation of more non-food items, wash and child-friendly place supplies is underway for immediate distribution.
The violence unfolded between members of non-Arab and Arab fighters not far from West Darfur state capital Adjaneina. It comes as Sudan's military leaders struggle to gain stability after staging a coup in October 2021. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.